another Tom Getz, and this is the HTurners.com podcast, where you can hear about many topics and fellowship concerning how the young generation in the Lord's recovery today can be the generation of H-Turners. This is the beginning of a series of topics on the general subject of flee and pursue. And this, of course, is taken from the very popular verse, famous verse that we all should know from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, where it tells us that we need to flee youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. In this podcast and in the coming weeks, we're going to tackle a number of subjects and topics related to both our fleeing and our pursuing. We need to be balanced in both. On one hand, we have to be warned concerning the dangers and the things that are in the age today that are sweeping the young people away. We also need a lot of fellowship and encouragement on how best we can pursue the Lord together with our companions. You know, in one place, Brother Lee said that we live in an evil age and we need protection from it. And this is really true. Our companions really help us to pursue the Lord and also to flee youthful lusts. We've also recently been so impressed that one of the greatest protections that we can have as young people is to, first of all, let all our friends know that we believe in the Lord. Even from the beginning of our Christian life, we have to learn to confess Him before men, to let them know that we believe in the Lord and that we're for the Lord. This will save us many temptations and also will spare us from much trouble. When the young people try to be Christians secretly in their schools and with their friends, they hide the fact that they believed in the Lord, then they are invited again and again and expected to participate in so many of the worldly activities and in the degrading things. But once the word gets out, Brother Nee used the expression, we put a signboard out from the very beginning of our Christian life. It's like a label that we can place over us that tells others that we believed in the Lord. This becomes a great protection to us, and our friends will respect that and will not invite us and include us in many of the sinful things. Later on, this becomes a great help to us, especially as we grow in the Lord and we grow up in our life, our age, and we begin to pick up a burden for our friends and begin to pray for them that they too could be saved and brought into the church life. So the first thing that we could do on the positive side, not only to pursue but also to flee, is to let our friends know from the very beginning that we have believed in the Lord, even that we've consecrated our life to the Lord and that we're for the Lord. This becomes a great help to us. The second thing that we could do at the beginning of our Christian life and throughout our Christian life, while we're young and while we're students, is that we should begin to prepare a list of names of our friends and those who are around us, even associated with us, that we would have a burden for, and then we begin to pray for them. This is one of the things that Brother Lee and Brother Nee practiced, and even Brother Lee mentioned this over and over again many times when he spoke to the young people about having a burden for the gospel, even to pay a debt of the gospel to all our friends. We begin not by talking to them about the Lord, but we begin by mentioning their names in prayer to the Lord. You know, I think it's helpful for us if we knew this, that we would not first speak to our friends about the Lord before we spoke to the Lord about our friends. This may sound cute, but actually it's very, very practical and very real. We've heard testimonies where some of the young people did this. They began a list of names. And some of these names on the list were young people that had been in the church life but had drifted away. Some of the names on the list were unbelieving friends, and some of them were Christian friends. But once they began to pray over these names, an amazing thing began to happen. These friends began to contact our young people. Our young people did not need to contact them, but rather they began to reach out to our young people to find out what was different about them, or to find out how to come back to the church life. We were so encouraged that as we begin to pray over these names of our friends, what the Lord does is behind the scenes, He begins to operate in their life and begins to arrange things in their environment that will open them up to you and to the gospel. And if we're just faithful to mention these names, just observe them, and you will see things beginning to change in their environment, that these things are things happening to open them to hear the gospel. Then in fellowship with our companions, we can decide which ones of these are the best ones that we could approach, that we could speak to about the Lord. And in doing that, we might see that even our friends could be saved. Third thing we could do is we could invite them to our home meeting. We can invite them to a gospel in reaping meeting that's being carried out in our locality, or in some way bring them to our serving ones, or arrange for them to meet the serving ones in our locality, or our parents, invite them to our homes where they can hear the gospel in a very clear way and be led to pray. You see, on one hand, this sounds like pursuing, but on the other hand, it really is a kind of fleeing. This is the best way for us to be preserved and kept for the Lord during our difficult teenage years. In the Bible, and especially in the New Testament, preaching the gospel is related to our feet, and it's related to having shoes on. In Ephesians 6, it speaks of having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. And we know that once we become burdened for the gospel, praying for our friends, letting them know that we believed in the Lord, this is like putting on shoes. And these shoes separate us and keep us, preserve us from the present evil age where we live. And they become a separation to us, and they really help us in our enjoyment of Christ and our pursuing of the Lord. Well, saints, this is all for today. Please visit our website at www.ageturners.com, or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Never forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.